Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's a player here on 720 WGN. Well, the streets do have a name. And, you know, Chicago may be laid out in a grid, but our streets are far from boring. You know, the tales behind how the avenues, the roads, the boulevards, the parkways and drives all got their names, you know, and they all have a story all unto themselves. Now, I've got a list, but I said to myself, what individual at WGN really has a lot of worthless information and a lot of time on his hands? And I mean, you can go through a few people here, maybe. Tom, do you agree?
I mean, there's Surratt. I mean, he knows.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't say
not necessarily
information. No.
He's got a lot of information. Landecker, he's got a lot of both worthwhile and worthless information.
Worthless, yeah, we all do have a little
bit. But solely worthless, I'd say Roger Badish.
Yeah, I'd say Roger Badish, too. All right, Roger, are you on the line?
Thank you for calling the Badish Internet Information Desk.
Yeah, that's you.
How may I help you, sir?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm finding some gratification in? Like, I could shut off your mic, but to slam the phone on you is going to feel so much better.
Oh, you miss those days so much, don't you?
You know what? Roger and I have been hanging out on Saturday afternoons a little bit because he does the news here in the afternoon, and people have been really digging that. So I thought, well, you know what? I like taking little breaks in the show and talking about all the serious stuff and vaccination and crime and everything else. We have to talk about that. We're WGN Radio. But
yes, sir,
I want to educate in this next half hour a little bit because there's so many streets we drive through every day. We don't know what these streets are all about and what they're called and why.
Yeah. Especially people who are new to our town. You know, they may know a couple of streets around them, but a lot of people may have been driving around Chicago, new to the city, and looking up at street signs, usually driving the wrong way down a one-way street, wondering, I wonder what the story is behind that name of this street. We probably have thousands of people that are thinking that right at this very moment.
I think you're right. Well, I'm going to make people think about it.
Johnny Carson bit right there.
Yeah, it does. It does a little bit. But I mean, here's a big name. When you see here Addison Street, what are you immediately going to think of?
Oh, Cubs.
The Cubs, right?
Yeah.
All right. Addison Street was named for a British physician, Dr. Thomas Addison. According to Chicago Magazine, was a shy, brilliant British physician whose devotion to studying the adrenal glands was rewarded when his name was attached, to a hormonal deficiency, Addison's disease. Addison himself committed suicide in 1860, and his connection to Chicago is unknown. But that is what Addison Street is named after.
Thank goodness that the Cubs organization did not begin on Addison Street, as that might have been bad news for the team forever. It might have had a bad, we were formed on Addison Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole adrenal gland thing.
News.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, please.
How about Ashland?
How are your adrenal glands this week?
Where does Ashland come from, Roger?
Well, Ashland, it's got a couple of different backgrounds. It depends who you talk to. Mm-hmm, but since you're talking to me, used to be called one of my favorite sandwiches, the Reuben sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Reuben Street,
not the Reuben sandwich. It was Reuben Street.
Mm-hmm.
Ashland comes from the Kentucky home of Henry Clay, which is kind of weird. Kentucky, Chicago. He was a transplant from Kentucky, and he was a developer here. The developer was either Samuel Walker, okay, Henry Hamilton Honore. We have a street in Chicago, Honore, H-O-N-O-R-E. But the rumor is that Ashland comes from the ashes of the Chicago fire, which is kind of unusual. You know, how the city was raised. And Ashland is a very large and important street in the city.
Of course. Absolutely is. Yep. It is very large. Armitage Avenue. I have a friend that lives in Armitage. May have been named for Thomas Armitage, founder of the American Bible Union, for mysterious A. Armitage, a Chicago Mason who may have been the father of Alderman Edward Armitage, and little is known about him other than he was listed as a Mason in Chicago in 1849. Now, one other story says that the avenue was named for artist John Armitage after he painted a famous painting of the Chicago Fire, but sources point out to the name Armitage as early as 1868 in the record books. So
that kind of puts him out of the picture.
Yes,
so
exactly.
To speak.
Exactly.
Artist picture.
Tom, what about Belmont?
You know,
yes, sir. Well, go
I
ahead.
Love Belmont. Mm-hmm. I love Belmont because it's a, first of all, great street. It has such great businesses on it, and we love that. The history says that it came from the Battle of Belmont.
Really?
That was an 1861 battle that marked Grant's first time in command during the Civil War battle. It's interesting where these names come from.
Yeah.
And they have nothing to sometimes honor. Yeah.
They don't come from Chicago. Tom, you had a different story for Belmont.
Oh, yeah. Roger, I don't know about that. That's not what I was told. I don't know about this Ulysses S. Grant guy.
Well, I mean, you know, he could have had some friends here in Chicago at the time.
Well, what I was told is that it's named after Jimmy Belmont, who used to sell Italian beefs loose underneath the Belmont.
The Viaduct.
You know, Redland. Yeah, right there underneath the Viaduct. Good guy, Jimmy Belmont. Yeah.
You know, I'm more inclined to believe that because there's nothing more Chicago than Italian beef. You know
That's
what I'm
true.
Saying?
That is absolutely correct. Cermak was Anton Cermak. He was a mayor of Chicago in the early 1930s. That's an easy one. Clark Street, named for George Rogers Clark, a Revolutionary War general who led the Illinois campaign and notched victories over British strongholds in the area. The street was named after the general in 1833. Before that, it was known as Green Bay Road because that road goes all the way up to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
And I love that area. I'm very familiar with especially the northern part of Clark Street as I've grown up in the area, especially living in Evanston after we moved from Chicago as a young child. Do you know what Clark Street is called once you get across the border into Evanston?
No.
Chicago Avenue.
Oh, it goes to Chicago. And then to Green Bay, then as it gets up north?
Then much further on, it eventually connects with Green Bay Road.
Wow. All right, we're going to pick a few more of these.
For the northern summer.
Yeah, we're going to pick a few more of these, and we're going to get back to those right after the break on 720 WGN.
In my hometown, Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on this Friday night on 720 WGN. We're talking to Roger Badish. We pulled him out of bed. Tom Hush, of course, on the other side of the glass over here. We're talking about streets of Chicago, how they got their names. Roger, you've got some really deep insight on how Lakeshore Drive got its name. Go ahead.
Well, Lakeshore Drive is because it's along the lake.
Yeah, okay, great. I mean, that's it. That's all we need. All right.
First of all, have you ever been driving on Lakeshore Drive when that song came on the radio?
In a blizzard?
At all. Have you ever had that weird, odd thing happen?
You know, when I might have turned it on, but I don't think it came on while I was driving. But it's a very interesting. Has it happened to you?
It happened to me once.
Did it really?
Yes, it did.
Was that the blizzard when you were there for 5 hours?
Well, the car died after 2.5. I'm not going to listen to music.
That's true.
Unless
that's
someone's
true.
Singing out the window. But yeah, it happened once. I was heading, believe it or not, from the north side, from out where it starts at Hollywood, and heading down into downtown. And I was listening to some music. Out of nowhere, it came on.
That's cool. That's cool.
And it was great. Have you ever driven the entire length of Lakeshore Drive?
I have not. Have you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Back when I worked down at Chicago Vocational Career Academy as a teacher, before I ever got to the school to teach, I drove all the way as far south as I could get on the drive. and just to see the area, just to see
that's
where
cool.
I was.
Yeah, that's
it's
cool.
Very cool.
That's an adventure. I like that.
Cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Tom's got one on Clinton Street. Why don't you share that one, Tom?
So the Poindexters over at the textbook factories, they'll tell you that Clinton Street honors DeWitt Clinton, the 19th century mayor of New York, who was responsible for the Erie Canal, a project that hugely aided the commercial growth of Chicago. But that's a textbook, people.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the real scoop. Here's the down and dirty from the streets of Chicago.
Right.
It's actually named after George Clinton, leader of Parliament Funkadelic,
for his
contributions to music.
Man,
and
I love that.
That's the God's honest truth.
That's the real story.
Yeah.
That's the real story.
Why when you're on Clinton Street, you just feel pretty funky.
Yeah, pretty funky, exactly. Clybourne was taking his name from early Chicago settler Archibald Clybourne. He was also
Archie
Clybourne was also the Chicago's first constable. Damon, and I like this one. Damon was honoring Catholic priest Father Arnold Damon, who was born in Holland in 1815. And after studying in St. Louis, moved to Chicago in 1857, founded Holy Family Church and St. Ignatius High School. And he died in 1890, but it took like 30 years to rename the street after him, which was then called Roby Street. And I know there's a Roby Hotel on Damon and North.
Roby.
So there's got to be something behind Roby, too.
And there's a big statue of Father Damon over at Loyola University.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really, really nice.
That's very cool.
Well, I love Grand Avenue because
it's grand.
Howard Pontiac is on Grand Avenue.
Is it still there?
That's what I love.
Is it still there?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Again,
either.
That's another show that you and I've done before.
I don't think they make Pontiacs anymore.
Right, yeah, that would be the bigger issue here, is he's talking about cars that have been discontinued.
Well,
maybe the Edsel's being made there, Roger.
Well, a lot of people got upset that Howard Pontiac isn't there anymore, and they went with the old name of the street, Whiskey Point Road.
Mm-hmm,
they were very upset. They took to drink, but the road was named Grand Avenue, formerly Whiskey Point Road.
Yeah.
Allegedly takes its name from a quote by Chicago's first town president, not mayor, but town president, Colonel Thomas Jefferson Vance Owen, who was said to have called the city a grand place to live.
Uh-huh, nice. Very nice. Very nice. Dearborn, Fort Dearborn, of course. DeVercy took his name from Michael DeVercy, a German-born Chicago businessman in the 19th century. He had a brewery here. It was the largest outside of New York that burned after the Great Chicago Fire. And Division Street likely has its name. I don't think there's any full facts on this, but it bisects Goose Island, which lies, you know, within the convergences of the North Branch of the Chicago River and a man-made channel. So it's just the street that divides that. Tom, what about Elston?
Good old Elston, named after Daniel Elston, a businessman who lived in Chicago in the early 1800s, made and sold soap, candles, bricks. He also served as an alderman when the city was only made of 6 wards.
Which we should get back to.
Yeah, let's scrap.
Let's go back to the
41, 50, something. Get rid of it.
That's
six.
Too much. Fullerton. Fullerton was a lawyer that came from Vermont. A lot of transplants. So it's a lot of people that helped build our city, obviously. Mm-hmm. He was one of the first 3 lawyers in the city.
Which was imagine Fullerton. That, saying, I'm one of Chicago's top 3 lawyers.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Hello.
I came in 3rd out of 3rd.
Top 3.
I would love to switch to one of my favorite streets.
Yes, sir.
If
go
I
ahead.
Can.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just a little. Kedzie Avenue.
Okay.
I love Kedzie Avenue. First of all, I love the name. It's named for John Hume Kedzie, a prominent Chicago real estate developer. And if you all know, back as Chicago was starting to become the center of the nation, the railroad hub of America, and then rebuilding as it did after the Great Chicago Fire, he served in the state legislature and helped found the Illinois Republican Party.
Oh, look at that.
He died in 1903. He's in Rose Hill Cemetery, which sits about 9 blocks east of the street that would eventually be named for him.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What about Randolph? Randolph was named by James Thompson, one of Chicago's first city planners, in 1830, resident of Randolph County, Illinois. So it was just a tip of the hat to him. Rush Street, Rush Street, which is, you know, the, you know, kind of over by the Viagra Triangle over there, takes his name for Doc.
Formative years of my life on Rush Street.
I think we all did at some point.
Yeah.
Dr. Benjamin Rush, a physician from Philadelphia who was the signer of the Declaration of Independence and is often considered the father of American psychiatry, which makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, all
That's
right.
probably why I was hanging out there, too.
Probably, yeah, for you.
Sheridan Road. Now, we were talking about Green Bay Road.
Mm-hmm.
Sheridan Road is a huge road, also goes way up north in the state of Illinois, along the lakefront or close to it. It's named after Philip Henry Sheridan, who gained prestige as a Union general in the Civil War. He lived about 10 years in Chicago, and he worked during and after the Chicago fire. He was considered a hero as Chicago started to rebuild. He used dynamite to demolish those busted up buildings that had been destroyed in the fire and helped clear out the land. And it also starved the fire of fuel, helping to eventually slow down the fire.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah,
after
okay.
the disaster, he organized army troops to keep order in the city and protect it from looters. And of course, we all know in the northern suburbs, I think just north of Highland Park, was Fort Sheridan, an army base. And so it's all connected because Sheridan Road ran right by Fort Sheridan.
I think you made that all up. Let's see here. Wacker Drive. Hello.
Isn't Sheridan one of the only streets in the city that runs both north and south and east and west? It runs east and west for a small portion?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Every time I hear Wacker Drive, and this is another one on our list, I think of when David Letterman was here, and he was in the studio, and he said, here's a question I have for the city of Chicago. Why isn't the Playboy building located on Wacker Drive? Remember that joke? It's my favorite. Every time I hear the name, that's what I think of is the Letterman joke that that he did.
Wacker, I just met her.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Well Street. Why don't you talk about Well Street, Tom? We'll give that one to you.
All right. This street honors Captain William Wells, a soldier who tried to evacuate troops during the Battle of Fort Dearborn in 1812. He was stabbed to death by a Pottawatomie chief during the attack.
Look at that. Okay. All right. Halsted Avenue, named for brothers Caleb O. and William M. Halsted, two Philadelphia-born New York residents. Boy, there's a lot of connections here. Invested in Chicago real estate through William Ogden, who would go on to become the first mayor of Chicago when he when it was incorporated back in 1837. So he was so grateful to the brothers, he named a street after them, I guess.
You know, it's always not what you know.
It is who you know. It is. How about Irving Park, Roger? Irving Park. What about that one?
Irving Park, another road near and dear to my heart. It travels through an area that was named in 1869 for author Washington Irving, who's the legend of Sleepy Hollow. You know, I'm sleepy. I feel right there. And Rip Van Winkle.
That's you.
Why did you give me this one? Do you know something they don't had earned him great fame? The road was in turn named after the neighborhood.
Oh, good God. All right, we got to wrap this up. All right, wait. Racine. This is the interesting one. The street takes its name from the Root River, which was navigated by French explorers in 1699 to get to Lake Michigan. And Racine is the French word for route.
Interesting.
Isn't that something?
So, very interesting.
So this was very, you know, again, king of worthless information. I appreciate you being here. We got presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin coming up. She knows a lot, too, like you, Roger.
A lot of important stuff.
A lot of important stuff.
As opposed to I, who just, like, I pulled out of the cheat sheet that I used in seventh grade.
Exactly.
You know, history class. You know, so. I appreciate the call, sir.
Yeah, you know what a pleasure this has been for me? Yeah. Let me just share this with you. What a pleasure it's been. Ready? Here it goes.
Yeah.
There we go. Roger Badish, everybody. We'll be right back.